we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled False Sense of Security. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Already you are satisfied. Already you are rich. You have become kings without us. I wish you had become kings so that we could reign with you. I have just read from the New English Translation. Gbenga and his wife had developed a habit of criticizing and judging God's servants. They were quick to point out faults in ministers, often basing their judgments on false assumptions and half-truths. They believed they had the right to do this because they saw themselves as spiritually strong and elevated in the kingdom. Their confidence stemmed from their material success. They assumed that their financial prosperity was proof of their spiritual might. But in reality, they were still spiritual babes who needed to be taught the basics of the faith. Unfortunately, their prideful mindset made them unteachable and unfruitful. Like the church in Laodicea, Revelation 3, verse 17, the young church in Corinth developed a false sense of security due to their worldly riches. They believed that their financial and material success signified spiritual greatness. Some even considered themselves kings and rulers in the kingdom, assuming they had the authority to judge God's ministers and compare one against another. See 1 Corinthians 4, 3-6. But Paul corrected them, revealing that they were still spiritually immature, 1 Corinthians 3, 1, and in danger of going astray without apostolic guidance. If finding faults in ministers of God has become your spiritual gift, it is actually a sign of immaturity and spiritual decline. True spiritual strength is not measured by material wealth or the ability to critique others, but by faithfulness, humility, and a heart that seeks to grow in Christ. Go into today remembering that the real measure of spiritual might is faithfulness and humility. Lord, help me to grow in true spiritual maturity. Keep my heart humble and teachable so that I may walk faithfully with you. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 146 to 148. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next.
Psalm 146.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 147.
Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the power of human legs. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 148.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord!
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.